चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष अभद्रेष नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवदीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्ठिः. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंडो नंबर टू चैप्टर नंबर टू टेक्स्ट श्लोका 24.
वैश्वानरं यादि विहाय सागदः सूक्ष्मनया ब्रह्मपदेन शोषिषा उदूदकल्गोदहरेरुदस्था प्रयादि चक्रं निर्भसैकमारम् वैश्वानरं यादि विहाय सागदः सूक्ष्मनया ब्रह्मपटेन शोषिषा उदूदखल्गोदहरेरुदस्ता प्रयारि चक्रं निर्भचैकमारम्
प्रयारि चक्रम निरुपचैकमारम् दूतगल्हो न हरे वैश्वानरम् अग्निदेव द डेमिगॉड फॉर फायर यादि गोस विहाय थ्रू द मिल्की वे गदह हायर देन सुष्मनया थ्रू द वे ऑफ सुष्मना ब्रह्म ब्रह्मलोहा पदेन ऑन द पाथ सोसिसा एफ्लुजेंट बुदूद प्यूरिफाइड कल्ह इंप्यूरिटी अतः देर आफ्टर हरे भगवान श्री हरि उदस्ता टुवर्ड्स अपवर्ड प्रयारी रीचेस चक्रम सर्कल नुरुब ओ माय डियर किंग चैकमारम சைகமாரம் மொழிபெயர்ப்பு போடுறே தேவத்திரு பக்தி வீராந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதைக்கு ஜெய். அரசே, அத்தகைய ஒரு யோகி மிக உயர்ந்த கிரகமான பிரம்மலோகத்தை சென்றடைவதற்காக பிரகாசமான சுஷ்மனா வழியாக பால் வீதியை கடந்து செல்லும் போது முதலில் அவன் வைஷ்வானரம் எனப்படும் அக்னிதேவனின் கிரகத்திற்கு செல்கின்றான். அங்கு எல்லா அழுக்குகளிலிருந்தும் அவன் முற்றிலும் தூய்மையடைந்த பின்பு முழுந்தர் கடவுளாகிய பகவான் ஸ்ரீ ஹரியுடன் சம்பந்தம் கொள்வதற்காக தொடர்ந்து மேல் நோக்கி சுசுமார வட்டத்திற்குள் செல்கின்றான். பொருளுரை: பிரபஞ்சத்தில் உள்ள துருவ நட்சத்திரம் அதனுடைய வட்டமும் சேர்ந்து சுசுமார வட்டம் என்று அழைக்கப்படுகின்றது. அதில் முழுந்தர் கடவுளின் ஸ்ரோதகசாயி விஷ்ணு கிரகமாகிய உள்ளூர் வசிப்பிடம் அமைந்திருக்கின்றது. அந்த இடத்தை அடைவதற்கு முன்பு யோகி பிரம்மலோகத்தை அடைவதற்காக பால் வீதியை கடந்து செல்கின்றான். செல்லும் வழியில் அக்னி தேவனின் வைஷ்வாண்டர் லோகத்தை முதலில் சென்றடைகின்றான். ஜட உலக சம்பந்தத்தில் சம்பாதித்த எல்லா பாவங்களையும் யோகி வைஷ்வாணர் லோகத்தில் முழுமையாக தூய்மைப்படுத்திக் கொள்கின்றான். வானத்தில் உள்ள பால் வீதி பிரபஞ்சத்தில் மிக உயர்ந்த கிரகமாகிய பிரம்மலோகத்திற்கு செல்லும் வழியில் இருப்பதாக இங்கு குறிப்பிடப்படுகின்றது. ஓமஞ்ஞான திமிராந்தஸ்ய ஞானஞ்சன சுலாகையா சக்ஸுரன் மெழுதம் என தஸ்மே ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமக. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபோ நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதரா ஸ்ரீவாசாரி கௌர பக்த பிருந்தா. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. சுகீர் சுகதேவ கோஸ்வாமி இன் தி செகண்ட் கேண்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். Even though from the beginning, in the first portion, in the beginning portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has given the direct answer for getting out of this material world for the jivas. Dasma Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Iswaro Hari. By adopting the way of pure devotional service, and so lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the conditioned jiva, embodied jiva, can get out of these clutches of this maya. So for that, it's imperative or it's essential thing for the all the conditioned jivas to immediately take up the process of hearing and chanting. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Iswaro Harihi. Because we have to always think about the Lord, means always we have to glorify the Lord, hear about the Lord, and joyfully perform devotional service on this lotus feet. That's a process. That's ultimate process, main process. But naturally, Bahunam Janmanamande Jnanaman Mam Prapatyade. Only the jivas who have gone through the process of different levels of spiritual realization, and after going through the different process of realization, and a few jivas who are mature, they can take up the path of process of bhakti immediately. Somehow or other jivas have some kind of disinclination or some kind of, they have some, they, even though they know it's a good path, it's a open path, it's a simple path also. It's a simple path also, but then also some reluctance is there because of their attachment for karma, jnana, mystic perfection. That's what we are discussing now. So naturally, the Vedas simultaneously, even though ultimately they recommend the path of process of bhakti towards the lotus feet of Hari Krishna, simultaneously they recommend, not recommend, they have recommendations for different other levels of or other methods of spiritual realization. Maybe karma, jnana, yoga. That's a yogic path we are discussing now. So naturally, Krishna explains there are two different timings for giving up the body. Generally, jivas who are addicted to sense gratification, who had committed so many sinful activities in this present body, they leave their body in an inauspicious time and go towards hell, go downwards, urdhum, instead of going urdhum gacchanti jatvastha, adho gacchanti dhamasa, to go downwards. So they leave body in very so many inauspicious timings. They leave the body. Prabhupada said to him, sometimes they leave the body, the jiva leaves the body through anus, or the hole through which we pass. Stool, actually. Even Casey, he left the body by passing stool. Of course, he was directly killed by Krishna. That's his fortune. But it's not auspicious death, generally, if you pass stool and leave the body. On the other hand, many jivas, they go upward, urdhvanga chandi. They go upward. But not all the jivas who go upward become eligible for entering into the kingdom of the God. Because the kingdom of the God is reserved only for pure devotees, correct? Krishna says, Bhaktayam abhijana dihyamana chasvidatvataka. Only through pure devotion you can reach the kingdom of the God, Vaikuntha, which is in the highest level in the higher planetary systems. So naturally, even though many souls, it may go upward according to their levels of spiritual advancement, the Lord also had created through the Vayamidhima Brahma different higher levels of planetary systems. If you have some level of spiritual advancement, you will go to the first higher planetary system. Then if you have so much punya, you can go to Sargaloka. Then if you have got mystic perfection, then you are going to Maharaloka, Jnana Loka. Then if you are really established in the real mode of goodness, and almost if you are pure, you are almost near the path of pure bhakti, then you can be promoted to Brahma Loka also. So naturally there are different higher levels are there. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam also, in ISKCON, Sugotra Maharaj, he has written so many books. There also he describes how when the purified yogi, maybe karma yogi also, or maybe here like a real yogi, astanga yogi, or even naistik brahmacharis and sannyasis, since they are purified souls, they go higher and higher when we leave the body. It seems that even in Sri Vaishnava's books also, written in some 200, 300 years back, this process has been described, how the soul goes. It seems that, like just yesterday Prabhu was explaining, once, if you are really qualified to go to the higher realm or higher dimensional sides of this planetary system, actually it seems that the soul is transported from here to there in certain ways. Actually only up to some certain point, some higher authorities, they take the jiva. Then there are some higher level of jivas. Actually this jiva is handed over in their hands. Then they transport in their realm or in their world. And if you are more qualified, then you reach another realm, another area, dimensional area. There the jiva is handed over to more higher level of authorities. Then they take over there. Like that it seems it happens. So if you are not qualified in that particular transit point, particular gate, boarding gate, you are sent back. So it's a layer, higher level, higher level, higher level, higher level, you are going on. Not only that, as you go higher and higher, and when you want to stay there, you will be given a body gradually from this grass level to higher and higher ether level, or higher sukshma level of sarir, you will be awarded. Like Prabhupada often writes, whenever we see some sun globe or moon globe, because of limited knowledge we receive through karmis, we have the understanding, yes. They have their own understanding or speculations or ideas about sun globe, sun planet and moon planet. They say it's something like a kitchen. In the kitchen we have some 4-5 cylinders. They say there is voluminous amount of gases there, just burning. And as a result they give light. That's all, that's their understanding. It's something like a kitchen, cylinder. Nothing else. But we have a higher level of understanding by the knowledge received through parambara. It's a beautiful planet. And sarvagadaha, the jiva is sarvagada. So naturally living entities reside there also. So Prabhupada writes or speaks that there also we had cities. We have cities, towns, trees, gardens, automobiles, houses, palaces, men, woman, recreatory, clubs, so many things. Everything is there. But how? There also they had a king. There is a king for the moon planet. There is a king for the sun planet. We know their name. And the sun god and moon god. Their name is Vaishvanara and Buddha. Correct? Buddha. He is the moon king. Soma. Another name is Soma. Yeah, Buddha is son of Soma. He is son actually. And Soma, really, you know, if you visit South Indian demigods temple, if old temples you go to visit, Shiva temples, and really when you go to this Navagraha area, really you get the clear picture of all these nine planets, how they are so intelligent. All these nine planets, each planet facing different direction, even the dimension of the particular deities of Navagrahas, exactly matched to the description of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Guru is having a big circle on the backside, because Guru is the most powerful planet. Next, the Sun is having a big eye, it's having a large globe. Then it's like a Jupiter that next it comes. So everything very soon. Then we can, even their facial expressions, their body dimensions, their bodily features little differ. Everything is very beautiful, exactly graven in South Indian demigod temples, you can see. And definitely, so their bodily feature changes. And the particular body, if you are living in a sun globe, the major portion of the body is made of light, light energy. Fire is an Agni Loha. This is light energy. And if you live in Agni Loha, the major portion of your body, which is made of fire. So naturally it's an easy thing to understand. Since you are living in Agni Loha, since your body is also made of Agni, you don't have so much difficulty in living there. Even within this planet, Tamil Nadu differs little from Soviet Russia, correct? The plants and vegetables and that grow in Soviet Russia differ a little bit different from here, correct? So naturally our bodily components, our South Indian body components, little bit different from the bodily components of, even the major portion is the earth water, little bit different from the bodily components of Russian. They have so many apples. One devotee from Russia, he told me, minimum there are some 500 varieties of apple. In India, we have seen only one or two varieties of apple. Because to that particular situation, Krishna produces different vegetables. Their bodily components are little different actually. He says even there is a green apple actually. It's so sweet actually. We have never seen them. And actually some of the vegetables that grow here, in Tamil, there is a vegetable known as Pikangai. Who knows? Even North Indians didn't know. North India, I have seen a little bit that. But nobody knows. That's only for here. Kerala is full of coconuts. In Gujarat, you can see coconuts at all. So naturally, since your body is made of fire energy, what's the difficulty to live in a world which is made of fire? No difficulty, right? And if your body is made of beautiful, soothing moon, it is said that the rays from moon, it's cooling the body. It's pleasing, right? And most of the residents of the Swargaloka, because moon planet is mainly a part of Swargaloka, they have made of their body. So naturally they are so beautiful and pleasing to see them also. And Agni Loka, by nature itself, the body is made of Agni. Even here we know in Australia, there is a kind of bird which eats Agni. Can you imagine? You have to eat Agni, right? It can eat Agni. Tikoli, right? It can eat Agni. So naturally the yogi who is purified like this, he is going through this path and reaching the higher realms. Usually, once when he crosses Agni Loka, usually brahmacharis, Naishrika brahmacharis and his sannyasis, they go through this yoga. They get purified. Most of their sins, at least in the grass level, the sins committed by themselves, they get purified. Maybe a little bit subtle level also. Even though they have not given up still that ahankar. Because only when you give up ahankar, you can cross this material universe. You have to give up this false ahankar. You know, not of giving ahankar, Prabhupada in one modern day conversation, morning conversation, Prabhupada says, what's the point of giving ahankar? Why are I asking you to give up the ahankar? Prabhupada says, just come to the real ahankar. And Prabhupada raises the door. I am the devotee of Krishna. Keep that ahankar always. Please keep that real ahankar. Please be proud. I am the devotee. Why are I asking you to give up the proud? Please be proud. I am the devotee of Krishna. But don't show this proud to devotees. Show this proud to Maya. And the Maya calls you for some service. Proudly says that, I am a devotee of Krishna. I will serve only Krishna. Keep that proud. You are not keeping that ahankar. That's a problem. And the Maya gives you opportunity for serving her. Immediately you accept. You say, no, no, I am not a devotee of Krishna. I am your devotee. That you are not keeping your ahankar, that's a problem. Prabhupada says, why are I asking you to give up ahankar? Keep the real ahankar, only I ask you to give up false ahankar. So here, Susmara planetary systems, it is explained in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a whole system. Prabhupada explains it's like a chandelier. Chandelier means no, beautiful lamps. In Vrindavan ISKCON you can see. So many scans. Just hanging on the roof. So the central pivot is Guru Loka. From there you can see it's coming this side and all multi-direction. Some lights are hanging down exactly some. So you can see some lights, so just different plant entire, each bulbs will be there, different decorated lamps will be there. So we can say from here, we cannot exactly say every lamp is high. There. Higher than ourselves also, but you have to little bit on side of you also. They are hanging, different planetary systems are hanging, keeping the Susumara planetary system as a pivot, and they are rotating also, each one is rotating. That is the reason exactly not everything is higher also. You have to go higher also. Something, little side also. Correct? That even we agree. That from sun, even sideways also. If moon planet is this much distance, then sun planet is this much distance, then Jupiter is this much distance, and finally we say Rahu and Keru, they are different distances. Sideway also, then higher also. We have to take care of these both directions actually. So the yogi goes higher to the Susumara planetary systems, then he gets purified. Then here it is said that if he is more purified by the process of bhakti, this is for yogi. Yogi crosses, as I said, brahmacharis also even crosses. Naistik brahmacharis, if they have not released semen at all, and sannyasis usually, and they cross this Agni Loha and everything, they go upward. But again, it is said that itself is not enough. You are 100% purified. This is the stage, Brahma Buddha stage. Brahma Buddha Prashannatma Nasosi Nakamsari, you reaches almost this stage. But that itself is not enough to keep yourself permanently in the transcendental platform. And there if you want again to cross this material universes more and more, it is said that you have to take up the path of bhakti. In other words, it is said that only the people who have relation to Hari, Krishna, they cross this also and they go to the other higher levels of the system. If you don't have relationship with Hari, you cannot cross this at all. Again, you are hampered. But how we can have relationship with Hari? Only through devotional service. Bhaktayam, Ekaya Grahaya, Ekaya Krishna is the word. Only through the path of devotion, you can have mind and relationship with Him. Otherwise, you know, if you are so much good in Karma Yoga, finally Krishna rewards you, but He didn't reward you directly. He rewards through different demigods. Hey, this person is really following Vedic Dharma in a very nice way. So different demigods award you different kinds of benediction. Correct? If you are good in yoga, of course, finally Krishna gives the mystic perfection. But it is said that lower levels of mystic perfection, even Krishna didn't give. He gives through the Vayamadhyam of different demigods. They award you mystic perfection. Correct? You can, like even Ravana, he knows how to change the body. All the demons know how to change the body. And this mystic perfection, demons are not devotees of Vishnu. Then how they have got this mystic perfection? In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yuddha Bhagavira, it is said that the lower levels of mystic perfection, they arises even in touch with this material energy. It's not even a spiritual. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bedi, hi. Please come. Happy. Sit. 5-10 minutes. This lower levels of mystic perfection, there in the Yuddha Bhagavad Gita, different levels of mystic perfection has been explained. Even the lower levels of mystic perfection that one can develop even in touch, even when he is in under the control of material energy. That's what happens actually. That we have seen traditionally in India, not even the yogis, the so-called tantravadis, they live in Ukarma. Ukarma.
Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah. I remember you. You are from Andhra Pradesh. You got married here. Now you are living in your father-in-law house.
Yes.
As a jeweler. You are our life number also. So even the lower level of mystic perfection, that you can worship, you can get even by worshipping demigod also. But higher levels of mystic perfection that arises in contact with spiritual energy, that develops in our body, manifests in our body, proportionate to our spiritual advancement. When you are, not that everybody can, yesterday we discussed about Narada, definitely. That mystic perfection will automatically rises or manifest in your body when you reach the spiritual advancement. Really like Narada. Correct. Really when Krishna thinks that you are really qualified to travel to different planetary systems and preach, then Krishna may award that mystic perfection for you. Then also when Krishna understood that this person will not fall down by visiting different planetary system, he may award you. Otherwise, Krishna is so much careful, he didn't want to award mystic perfection to everybody. That's what happened with Arjun. Krishna, through the directly also, through the Vayaminim of different demigods also, he awarded him all these celestial weapons, correct? He is so much expert in using all these celestial weapons. Pasubhastra, he got after fighting with Lord Shiva. Then he went to Sarguloha, his father, Indradev, he awarded so many weapons. Then he went to Himalayas and practiced austerities there for a long time. Then he got so many weapons. Because that is needed for the discharge of his devotional service. That is the reason Krishna gave him all these mystic weapons. Because in the Mahabharata, through the Vaya medium of Arjuna, Krishna himself says in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, by using yourself, I have descended here just to eradicate all these so-called demons. And Krishna indirectly says, I have come here I am using you. Nimitta matram bhava savyasachin. Using yourself as a vaya medium, as an instrument, I am going to do this. And even if you don't agree for this also, I will do. That later get what Bhagavad Gita Krishna says. So Krishna awards this mystic perfection to the living entities or even devotees also. It is really needed for the discharge of devotional service. It automatically manifests in the body of devotees. Hanuman, just by chanting the name of the Lord, he flew from here to Dakshina Langa. It is known as the two Langas. Sorry, I was not able to come. Sorry.
Yes.
Thanks. அப்புறம் அந்த பிரசாதம் மட்டும் கொடுத்துருக்கோம். அந்த இதில் கொஞ்சம் பிரசாத் அந்த டப்பாவில் அவங்களுக்கு கொடுத்துருவோம். There are two Langas, even Prabhupada schemes of quotes. This Sri Lanka is not Langa. Because usually in Tamil literature series quoted as Dakshina Langa, Tennilangai. Tennilangai means the Langa which is far away. Not this Langa, it's just Langa. So Hanuman was able to fly from here to there in mystic perfection. Krishna awards directly. In Mahabharata, there are beautiful stories about Nanan and Damayanti. Of course, Krishna says they are pious rulers, but they don't have connection with Krishna.
Prabhupada also told his story. But even for kings, usually they are pious in Vedic culture. Many are devotees of Lord, Vaishnavas. But definitely very less impious kings. Since they are pious kings, since they are doing the main duty of maintaining the people and regulating the people, it's not such an easy thing, because previously king means king for the whole world. Really, you need so much capability to rule the whole kingdom. So usually it is said that Prabhupada writes in one purport, in the king's body also, because they are Naradevada, automatically all this mystic perfection manifests in their body. Otherwise, how they are such a heroic fighters, we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita purport, Yekarada, Bahurada, Maharada, just one king alone having a bow in the hand. He is able to fight with so many soldiers and he is able to fight with so many radhas. It means their hand movements at a great speed. The particular soul is having more mystic power than all other souls. Otherwise, he cannot kill many people, he cannot keep them under their control also. So, in Nala Dama, in this story, they get separated by the influence of Kali. The story was narrated to Yudhishthira Maharaj when he was living in the forest by Daumi Rasi. Yes, he was not lamenting exactly, a little bit unhappy, not so much unhappy like ourselves. As soon as we lose even the Tamil commentary post, we go out of Bhakti. Just we say in the mouth, no? Matrasvasastaka vandeyasi dosna sukutukkada ahama paino nityastam didikshava varda. Devotee should be equiposed and neutral and undisturbed in all situations. One of my God brother is so much unhappy, he is getting fear. We will make him to lose his power in Sri Lanka. But he was little unhappy, not so much. So Daumi Rishi went there and he was specifying, before also one king lived like you, he was so pious king. He also, because of gambling, he was explaining the dangers of gambling. Even though for kings it is allowed to do gambling, but he has to be also careful, because usually gambling, it cheats people like anything. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, all the cheating methods and gambling actually. Dhidamasmi, Krishna says. So there he is explaining the stories of Nala and Damayanda. Actually there was a brother for Nala, and he invites his brother Nala for doing gambling, because he wanted to kidnap his wife and take over his kingdom. And finally he prayed, he lost everything. Then his brother was really merciless. He has only garments in the body. He told, no, you have to go on doing. They came, you put your garments also. Then they put the garments, he lost the garments also. The king lost the garments also. And then he told, now you can go to the forest. You see, there is a love between brother and brother. You think, no, brothers, we can love each other. No, everybody is selfish within this material world. Krishna gave different definition. Ichchadvesa samuttena dundamohena bharata. Everybody is an exploitative soul which comes within this material world. It may come in the form of brother, sister, or whatever. Then they went. But the Damayanti, she had some outer garments. Okay? So they were walking in the forest. Actually, Nala didn't want to take his wife Damayanti. He told her she can stay here. But she was a very good wife, she follows her husband. So in the forest, they were sleeping, taking rest. They became so tired because they never went by walking. Long distance, they went by walking, they were sleeping. Then Nala thought that 16 years I have to live in the forest. Why I take my wife Damayanti? She is very good and she lived only in the palaces. So I can leave her here. So as a result of what will say, she will go back to the father's kingdom. At least he will there, live there happily. So in that idea, he left his wife first. He will walk for some distance. But then he thought that, no, how my wife, no, she is in the forest alone. Ferocious animals are there. Enemies are there, they may come and kidnap her. Then he will come back to see her. She is so innocent, she will be sleeping actually. That we have to learn how that gambling is so dangerous actually. Then again he will go. Actually, Kali will influence his mind like anything. then finally there will be a this one sword will be there. It will be lying in the forest, old sword itself. It is because of air and because of water, it is decomposed. It's inauspicious to see actually. Sarpana Kali. And finally again he will come. He will see he didn't have lower garment. He will cut off the garment of his wife. 50%. Then he will wear. Finally he will leave. Actually Kali will be sitting on the back side of the bush and will be watching what he is doing. Then finally he will leave. Then finally one king of the local Aborigines, he will come there. Alone. No, one man from the Aborigine. He will come there. In the beginning he will be so much merciful to her. He will say, you can come to my place, you can stay there. Then when he was taking, that's the power of lust. Finally he will notice that the princess is little less dressed. Then lust will come in his heart. Then he will try to enjoy her. But Damayanti was a princess. She was so powerful. Because Proba writes in one purport, traditionally all the kings, they had been trained in this mystic yoga process. Because when it is needed, especially for leaving the body, it is needed. They will sit in yogic meditation, they will create fire from their body. They are real sadhyas, they will not leave their body to be exploited by some people. Or the princes are really chaste women. They will not allow their body to be enjoyed by somebody. Or after the death of their husband, they never want to live alone actually. So they will create fire from their body. That kind of suicide is allowed. They will create fire from their body, they will cremate themselves. That's what even Gandhari did. Of course Gandhari entered in the fire of Sati did. But actually Dhritarashtra created fire from his stomach. So Damayanti, she was so powerful, she had a mystic perfection. She just stand and tell, you become asses. Just that man. In the same body, he will look like the body, but it's just a piece of asses. You see how traditionally Vedikama was so powerful. This is needed for the protection of women. On the other hand, we nowadays train women, no? Karate, gungvu, for protecting their chastity. How long they can protect? Even the male, muscle body. Even the male also know the karate, gungvu, how they can protect. Naturally, many males know. Even in ISKCON, Bombay, I have seen, no? Prabhupada worked very hard to get that land. And they have some kind of school. We stayed there last year when we go for Dwarka Vyasa Puja. I saw their children are playing karate, gungvu within ISKCON. So many things. So this is needed. This kind of mystic perfection, they come. Then what Nala will do, finally after 16 years, then really she wanted, then her king will be forcing. Anyway, long time you are remaining unmarried, you marry. Then some Swayamvaram ceremony was arranged. The kings from different world, from different parts of country they came. Different parts of the world they came. Then Nala was working as a horse driver for another king, chariot driver. So he also came as a chariot driver. Okay. Then Damayanti, because of her pure love, she understood, this person is my husband. Before that itself, Kali will come in the form of a serpent. Nala was so beautiful to see. It will bite him. Actually, his whole body is deformed actually. But then he will be crying. Then the serpent will give one cloth, piece of cloth. It will say, when the time comes, when you rub this cloth in your body, again you will be beautiful. Don't worry. So now his body is full of scars and it's ugly to see. But Damayanti will understand out of pure love. This is my husband. Out of his mannerism. And Damayanti will send his girlfriend to watch his activities, what he is doing really. They are really amazing. What Prabhupada writes is true. Because since he was a former king, naturally he had all the mystic perfection in his body. That is Krishna, bestows for Palana Sakti. Krishna gave Palana Sakti to him. So he will be making ready everything for cooking for his king. All the kings, they have been given respective quarters along with their servants actually. So the girlfriend will be watching in a secret way what he is doing. So he will go outside, taking these mud baths for bringing water for cooking. But he will not do so much physical activity. He will put the pot after cleaning near the well. He will say some mantras. Ganges water will come. It will fill up the pot actually. And he was so tall because he was a Kshatriya. He was going inside the room, kitchen for cooking. The doorway was a little short. But when he goes, it will become high, the doorway. Then when he entered, it will become short actually. Then he will create fire just by chanting mantras. Then the girlfriend will come, Damayanti's girlfriend. She will come and tell Damayanti, this is the king Nala. It's not nobody else. Because Sudras cannot do like that. Of course, Sudras has some kind of less mystic person. That is Tandravatis. That's especially Kerala, Nambudris. That's what happened even Mahaprabhu's Leelas also. Bhattatris, it is written in Sri Chaitanya Saradamala. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas, who is a personal attendant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, got enticed by themselves. Still that propensity is there in... you should not speak in Bhavaram, you have to speak. Naturally, still Kerala is famous for illicit sex. Black magic and illicit sex. Their films are famous for illicit sex. The tendency is still there in India. As a student, if you want to see bad films, as you select Kerala films. Actually, that thing is there. But that Tantravadi is there. They have so many different low levels of methods. Even I have one book actually. But somehow that some portion of the book I have. Will go to the crematorium. They will select the collect the skull of some young baby. They'll make some paste using that. And there is for so many different it's a very low level of mystic perfection. But really it happens. They can do that. And then using that, they can make a whole crowd to sleep actually for 20 days. They can disappear your alamar from your house. They can do this kind of thing. Still they do in the villages. I know one mystic yogi in my village. He openly accepts. He's a demon. He didn't accept God. He accepts God, but he is against bhakti. And he is into communism. But some kind of low magic he has. I have seen him. He can put the egg in the down, and the egg will pump back like a ball, actually. But he openly told that this will last only for some time with me. And he himself told, since I am a sinful person, I will get killed by accident. Yes, he did, it happened also. Yeah, they are sinful people. And it is all low level of mystic. But coming to the level of chastity, I remember one story, it's very important actually. How chastity is so pure. How the lady's mind and high level of chastity. Here we have Rani Petai, one small town nearby. Rani means princess. So the local Nawab, Arkad Nawab, he was a Muslim king. There was a king known as Desingu. He lived in Senji. It's near our Arani. So they were Marathi kings who came along with Shivaji. When Shivaji went back, he conquered all the fortress of Tamil Nadu. Then he kept his representatives here, he went back. So that king came in that descendant. He was a very heroic person. And he was very expert in horse riding. He was a great devotee of Lord Ranganath. Still that Ranganath is there. He is worshipable deity in Senji. So everything he will do in consultation with the Lord. But he was a so heroic person, and the Delhi Badusa, he had a hearts and nobody can tame from whole India, so many kings. And finally from here he went there. He tamed that hearts also. It was a heroic person. Then finally battle came between Arkad Badusa, Muslim king, and actually these people went there to conquer along with some French and so many people. And the particular day, it was his birthday or birthday of his hearts. So he went and asked the Lord as usual permission. Here difference between Kshatriya Dharma and Paradharma comes. The Lord told, don't go there today for fighting. But he told in a Kshatriya mood, oh my dear Lord, I am your devotee, but then also I am a Kshatriya. Today I have come out of the palace for fighting. I should not go back. The Lord got so much unhappy actually. Yes, he Devotee is coming from the high. It's like Arjuna devotee. Higher from that platform, the Sadriya platform. The Lord just turned his face actually. Still he can see the deity just turning the face. Out of unhappiness. Yes, the Lord knows what is in the future. He went. And the king was not able to kill him directly. Anyway, they finally killed him from backside. Then the king conquered Sanji, this Arkad, Muslim king. He took all the princes, but he was a genuine person. He told that princess that, oh my dear princess, you live in a happy way in Arkad itself. We will make you separate palaces and you just go on worshipping your gods and worshipping your dead husband. But you live. We will maintain you just like our princess. We will not harm you at all. But the princess told that, no. Even though you may be a good man, you may want to maintain me. It's not a dharma. As soon as my husband dies, I have to die. So then she made this sacrificial fire in this small city. She ended fire here. Then the Muslim king got so happy. Then he made a small town in her name. Then he named us Ranipet. You see, the even Muslim kings, they got so much happy by seeing the chastity of our Hindu. They gave so much respect. So this mystic perfection is all needed. Even for women, they had such a mystic perfection. Then you can imagine the mystic perfection and powers of previous generation, brahmacharis, sannyasis, then finally devotees. Naturally, devotees had so much mystic perfection. They go to the higher level of. But definitely, even this mystic perfection itself is not enough. We have to give up ahankar to enter into the beauty of pure devotional service. Things will not work out even along with mystic perfection. That is the reason, when mystic perfection, these yogis, when they meet devotees, in the beginning, externally speaking, devotee seems a simple person. Niskinjanasya bhajavan mugasya. Because they never manifest this mystic perfection. They are never proud. They never want to show their opulences to the enemy. And most of the time they don't have mystic perfection also. But when the time is needed, they exhibit this mystic perfection. And usually we can see the yogis pick up quarrel with the devotees, like Durvasana. Not only Durvasana's story is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many cases that we can see the yogis become proud, then they come and harass the simple-minded devotees, because externally speaking, devotee didn't have anything. Devotees don't have anything, akinchanasya, in this material world. And it is nature of the material world. If one person didn't have anything, it's the nature of the world. Everybody will go and just torture him. In the class also, you can see some 40-50 students. Some students are very good and simple. Everybody will go, the same it is in the spiritual life also. Sometimes jnanis think, they think these devotees are just simple. Santi Prabhupada wrote the words. Devotees are not just sentimentalists. Because most of the devotees, they chant, dance. Prabhupada wrote that in one purport in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that it's not that devotees are just sentimentalistic. Even though from the point of view of jnanis, devotees are simple-minded people. They don't read so much sastra. They are not into Brahman religion. But at the same time, Prabhupada, the biggest readers and jnanis also devotees, Prabhupada says, Ramanuja, Madhuva, Chaitanya, they are big scholars also simultaneously. It's not that all the devotees are just, they never read the book and they are sentimentalist. And naturally it's a mood of the jnanis to pick up quarrel with the devotees. Hey, I have so much jnana, you don't have anything. Okay, now start discussing something. He has the idea. Anyway, definitely I am going to defeat him. Because I know so many things. But if there is a short time, we can understand. Devotees will defeat him. The same is nature of the yogi is to pick up quarrel with the devotees. Because he had so many things. There was one yogi who flies in tiger and lion. Can you imagine? He will capture real tiger, a lion in the forest. And he will be flying here and there using that. Then he can create, yesterday Prabhu was speaking about Sai Baba, but he will create gold. You see, from our body some dirt comes, no? After some time if you do. He will make this as a small round and he will make it as a gold actually. He happened to meet one of the Alvar, whose name is Thirumalasai Alvar. So he was flying. Thirumalasai Alvar sitting and chanting the name of the Lord. Actually, he was flying in this near Poonthamallee near Madras. He was flying in the sky. Can you imagine? We have so many aeroplanes. He was flying in real life tiger. No, it's alive actually. He was flying. Then Thirumalasai Alvar understood this person is really proud. We have to make him humble. They just stopped actually. The tiger is there, he is there, he is hanging. He cannot go up also, he cannot come down also. He was doing like this. Then Thirumalai asked, "You are merciful," he told him, "come down." Then he told, "I can do this, I can do this, I am such a big person, I am this person." Finally he done. He preached to him and he made him a Vaishnava. But here in the here we can see this Sumara system, and in the same way, here also you cannot defeat devotees. And if you want to create, cross this material universe, you have to come out of this platform also. I am a big mystic yogi, I know this, I know. You can go there, you can exhibit some power there, or you can live there happily for some time. But again, you have to come back. So what's the use? What's the use? It's not really no use. That's the problem with mystic perfection. But these methods are also all explained here. Because the reason is that not that all the people, they can, like here in the coming slokas, especially in the second, in the third chapter, in the beginning chapter, this explains different things. If you want sexual happiness, you have to worship this particular demigod. If you want to live within this metal for a long time, you have to worship this person. If you want beauty, you have to worship him. If you want so much education, vidya, you have to worship him. But next sloka says, Akama sarva kama vaha moksha kama udharati tivrena bhakti yogena jade purusapa. Then finally it is said that if you really want adhyatmic knowledge, transcendental knowledge, real jnana, you have to worship Vishnu. Yes, only Vishnu can explain you how material world is so abominable and spiritual world is how great. Then you will understand within this material world everything is imperishable, everything is temporary, so there is no point of living here. I have to go there. Then that you will understand. Vasudeva Bhagati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaka, Janayadi Asa Vairakyam, Jnana Sutta Hetuva. Transcendental knowledge awakens within the heart, only by rendering service to Vasudeva. And Vairagya from this material world arises only in the heart of devotees by the power of pure devotion. Otherwise, Vairagya didn't come at all. Palhu Vairagya may come externally, and real Vairagya cannot be awakened. What's the use of Palhu Vairagya? There was even a small, simple story in, I think, second standard, third standard. There are two boys in the home. And father brought three mangoes. So naturally, he was cutting the mangoes. The fight happens between these two boys. The three mangoes means one and a half mangoes. So problem is coming. Somebody will say, "I need the seed." Somebody will say, "I plus seed." So fight between these two boys. The parents are not able to give them mangoes. They told, "We'll keep the mangoes within the kitchen. Tomorrow we will eat." This first, this boy told, "If you don't give me two mangoes, I will not eat at all. Vairagi." Okay, they kept his mangoes within the kitchen. Everybody went for sleeping. The night, this guy, you know, again he wanted to eat mangoes. Because the taste is there. Even though he told, "I don't want." He wanted to eat. And finally, he came out of the bedroom, and he was sleeping. It was so dark. He went inside the kitchen. Somehow that he got the mango, but all the utensils fell down and made a great sound. Everybody came and switched on the light. They were watching these boys with mango like this, standing there. This is Palgo Iragi. I can say, "No, I don't want anything within this material world." But how long you can go on like that as a jiva? Anandamayo Abhyasat. You need some happiness. If your renunciation didn't award happiness, how long you can go on along with happiness? Correct? On the other hand, you see, even small books of Prabhupada, they had so many valuable instruction. I think in one small book, Prabhupada discusses these three words. Dyaha. Prabhupada says Dyaha and Boha, he explains. He says these two things are just kinds of two faces of the same ego. Prabhupada says, what's the point of boha? You cannot enjoy anything within this material world because everything belongs to the Lord. Then again says Prabhupada, what's the point of dhyaga? Really, I got really surprised when I read that book, because I was so much attached to dhyaga before coming to ISKCON. Prabhupada says, what's the use of dhyaga? What you can give up? Everything belongs to the Lord. Then how you can give up? And these just two faces of the same false ego. So don't give up anything also. Don't try to enjoy anything also. Whatever you get, everything in your life, try to use in Krishna service. That's a real, your real constitutional position. Then you will become happy also. It will not happen. For some time, dhyaga, then again, no, come to bhoga. It's again kama, dhyaga, bhoga, it will rotate within this material world. So when you develop this kind of consciousness, you can cross this material world and you can go to the kingdom of the God. So you should not get attached to dhyaga also. You should not get attached to bhoga also. Guru Maharaj writes in his book, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, one of the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he is considered very austere brahmachari. And he was always sleeping outside in the night also to prove, no, he really is austere brahmachari. But Bhaktisiddhanta dress recorder, he told, really he wants to show himself as a big austere person. He is not really willing, considering the happiness of Guru and Krishna. Rather, he is considering his happiness. Externally, even though he is doing more austerity than all other inmates of the particular mutt, it happens. So you have to cross all these high levels of planetary system to reach this. So this description comes. This description comes. And this transformation comes. Your body goes to a certain level, your jiva along with the soul. And you are transferred higher level. When it is said that when you become a devotee, pure devotee, so when you are going upward, all the residents of the higher planetary system, they will come and they will garland you and they will glorify you before going to the kingdom of the God. That time only it happens when you die from higher planetary system. They sower flowers and sweet sounds come from the higher planetary system, indicating that this is a very highly meritorious soul that has reached the higher planetary system. That is imitated within the modern world. No? As soon as a person dies, they bring all these gunwalas. Three times they stood actually. It's an invitation. Hare Krishna, it's the Bhagavan. Yeah, kid. Not only that, even in this, there is seven puris, they also never get destroyed in Pralaya, Sabda puris. Kanjipuram, Vrindavan, Kanjipuri, Madhurapuri, Dwarahapuri, Sabdapuris. They will enter this. Torturing. Just giving, actually, testing, actually, not disturbing. First of all, he is not a yogi, no, not worrying about that. He has not joined here in ISKCON to become a resident of Swargaloka. Yeah, the test will be there, like, you know, when you are getting more and more, when you, by yogic performance or by following karmic, karma yoga really, very genuine way, usually by this Sangi Yoga in a proper way, you become more and more pious, and as a result they test you, because to enter inside the Swargaloka you have to be really qualified. To some extent they are envious also, frankly speaking. Yeah, they are little proud. Only we have to remain here in Swargaloka. Person from Bhuloka, he should never come here. They are envious. But they have forgotten the fact, even they themselves came from Bhuloka. It is something the Indians who live in abroad, they are envious of Indians who go there. But they themselves came from India only. By sitting there, they will say India is a bad country. It happens. So they themselves came from there only. So they are envious to some extent. But once when you become qualified, naturally you are entering. But in the case of devotees, both happens actually. Sometimes they are favorable, sometimes they are envious. Like sometimes they become envious in the idea that they misunderstand our Atmavat Manire Jagat. They misunderstand that these people are also chanting Hare Krishna to come to my planet only. But who has to go? We don't want to go. Of course, if you are really qualified, we can go there for preaching. But on the other hand, generally devotees didn't like Prabhupada yesterday. We didn't want to go here and there for different purposes. It's not that we want to go to China for seeing China. We want to go to France to see the beauty of France. No, we are not interested. We know what will be there also. Like Prabhupada. Even if you go there, we know that birth will be there, death will be there, old age will be there. Then father and mother problem will be there, wife fighting will be there, children's fighting will be there. Correct? What else is going to be there? Then brother fighting will be there, then legal problems will be there. Externally, first it will say, it will appear that it is not there. Just like I thought that in North India, no problem at all when I went to North India, the age of 21. Then I went there, but the same India. There also, only language is a little different, no? The same Indian mentality, South Indian mentality, problem between father and mother. Even the externally they live happily, then some fruit is there within the family. The same, then devotees know that. But they think these people want to come there for enjoying this Swargloka. In that idea, they create problems for devotees. Others know. But generally, they are happy when you become a devotee of the Lord. But once when you prove yourself, that happens within the material world. When one is really struggling so much, because struggle is an individual experience to become pure devotee, demands are also opposite for that. Even the devotees nearby also, sometimes, they are not so much cooperative. You are struggling alone. But once when you get success, everybody will say, Jai, he is a great person. Then all demigods, they come as a, when you go to the kingdom of the God as a pure devotee, they glorify you. Huh? They sower flowers on you. It happens. But the test you have to pass through. That's what happened with Dhruva Maharaj. He went for doing austerities. In the previous week, his father was against him. His stepmother was against him. But when he became pure devotee, then everybody came and everybody glorified him and they started glorifying him. Even his stepmother came and got it. That happened. So you have to go through the test. But when you are going through the test, definitely everybody will be against you. At least apparently. That I have realized when I accepted from there to here, everybody was against me. Nobody helped me. These village people are against me. Congregation devotees are against me. Full-time devotees, just they were. We don't know which conscience they were. They are against or favorable. Some kind of different conscience they were actually. I was struggling here alone last year at the same time. Nobody was helping me. I told Guru Maharaj, nobody helped me at all. Everybody will hear, he is suffering. Hare Krishna Prabhu, you go on suffering. We are okay. Nobody helped. That happens. When you struggle, you have to struggle alone. In the path of karma, the path of yoga, that's the individual experience you have to go through. Even Guru can also even give guidance and mercy, benediction. But the experience you got to go through, Prabhupada gives the example of bats. Bats can be trained to fly, but when they are flying, everybody has to take care of them individually. So in the path of pure devotion, if you want to advance, it's not that I am near you, I can help you, but the experience you got to go through separately, that we cannot do. When the test comes, everybody has to face individually. Not like this test, you can cheat, no? Are watching side and writing something. You got to face individually. You got to everybody has to. It's another good question. It's a very good question. Why Krishna allows demigods to test his devotees, to harass his devotees? Why Krishna allows other devotees to cross other devotees? Or why Krishna allows demands sometimes to disturb devotees? Krishna allows everything. Why Krishna sanctions this? When Krishna understood, usually Krishna protects ourselves from demands, from neophyte devotees. You may be praying for that always. Even from Devadas, from all other living entities. But sometime Krishna allows. He knows this is going on, correct? Last year I said, Krishna was Agni suffering. He knows. Why Krishna allows that? Please be patient. When Krishna allows us, Prabhupada says that when things go beyond our limit, even though first we have to follow very sincerely Guru, Krishna and Shastra. When we follow sincerely, then also when problems come in our spiritual life, Prabhupada says that when things go beyond our limit, because that is happening because of higher arrangement, we should not worry, we should not lament. We have to just leave, this is Krishna's plan. Okay? So because there Krishna is allowing these things to teach you something, or to take you to, usually to bring you to the higher levels of spiritual life, or to eradicate your past karma. So when you understood really you are following your Guru and Krishna sincerely, even something if it happens like that also, it is happening by the desire of Krishna, by the permission of Krishna, it can go on, just follow and be happy. What's wrong, no, if something happens to ourselves? We are in the hand of Krishna, we are the asset of Krishna. Even if some loss comes, what is the loss actually for us? Just leave and be happy. Our only intention is to serve Krishna. We are not worried about the result. Just leave Krishna. That's Marobi Ragobi. Even if Krishna kills, what's wrong? He has a right to kill. Even if he protects ourselves, that's okay. That attitude is true. Krishna allows with the intention. But with good intention. Definitely. Generally it didn't happen, but it happened. Otherwise, why is such a bad name come for Kundi Maharani? Even now, even some common people say, no, Kundi is not chaste.
Even Draupadi.
Yeah, even Draupadi also. Yeah, Draupadi also. Ordinary woman in India, they say Draupadi, they think they are chaste. What's their chastity? What is their chastity? Can you imagine? You cannot compare. You may be little chaste, but it's not that they are not chaste. But somehow that it happened, right? For some unknown reason, for some higher level. But there Kundi, finally he says that, even though I am your devotee, but even I have attachment for my children, she says, right? She says, please cut off my attachment. Yeah. He says, cut off matter. You see, even in that case, even if she got attachment for her children, it's not a wrong thing, because all their children are pure devotees. But she wants to set the example. That should not be there for a devotee. You know, should not get attached to his or disciples also so much. You should be attached, but at the same time, attached. Prabhupada writes in one verse that is very deep. Please don't get attached even to your own devotion service also. It's really amazing. It's aspects of devotion service. I will do only this service, I will do only this service. By Krishna's arrangement, anytime you may be willing, you be taken to another, some other service. And if you are attached to the particular aspect of service, then you are attached. Just complete attachment. It's a very deep sentence. It's not meant for neophyte devotees. First, you should be attached to our service. In a very higher level. Everything is in Krishna's hand. Prabhupada wanted to complete all 12 kandas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But even Prabhupada was not able to. Yes, everything is in Krishna's hand. Definitely devotion service is very easy and highest process. Because why you are wasting time in experiencing different levels of spiritual realization? It takes a lot of time first. And then also finally you have to give up your ego and surrender to Guru and Krishna. That you can do now itself. And there is a danger that you will get attached to that particular line. Because when you become a yogi, you will get name and fame and everything. You will get power. Naturally, you will get attached. In the beginning, you may say that gradually I am going upward. But in a certain point, you will get attached. And in all the other process, you don't have the direct protection of Krishna. Here you have the direct protection of Krishna. So once when you get attached, go in Maya in a very easy thing. Once you will enter in a small way, then you will go to very deep level and it's very tight, difficult to come out of it. And first in this yuga, there is no point of gradual development. What's the point of gradual development? You cannot practice anything at all. So, at least in previous yugas, you can try to do it. Now how you can try? The path of jnana marga, how you can follow? Even the so-called Mayavadis, it said that during the time of Mahaprabhu, they told Mahaprabhu, you are not learning sastras, you are just dancing and chanting. Now we can openly ask them, why you are learning sastras? In which Mayavadi sampradaya, actually they are meant for always, they have to always read this Vedanta Sudra and they have to try to understand from impersonal point of view. Who is doing that? Yeah, even they gave up that. They are... Because they don't have the enough sadhogun for that. They have to accept. Who is doing that? Which Brahmin is doing that? They have to do. If they do, we will be happy. We can say real Mayavadi. Even they don't do that. Of course, books are there. They externally they say something. But internally they are not able to do that. Yes, the sadhogun gradually decreases in Kali Yuga. And they do philanthropic activities. Even Kanji Sangharapati is doing philanthropic activities. They arrange marriages for the poor woman in Tamil Nadu. And then Madhavguru told me that they are giving even loans for the people who open hotels. Italy serves. He is joking. Yeah, like that they are doing philanthropic activities. They go to Harijan's area to build houses. All these things are meant for sadriyas and for sadhus. Very few land. Now they have stopped landing also. Because landing needs sadhaguna, right? And now nobody preaches Mayavada on the basis of sastra also. They preach something, but not on the basis of sastra. They preach something. Some still in Tamil Nadu, some ashrams are there. Like the Satyanarayan Prabhu's elder daughter got married after Guru Maharaj's instruction. That boy is in Tirunelveli. That Guru is in Krishnapuram, near Tirunelveli. I went there. Really. At this time, at that, I want to discuss with Guru Maharaj also. Chittagiri Prabhu has to go there. Even they are Mayavadi Gurugul. We have to learn something from Pakka. Vibration, the whole ashram is so nice. It is said that that boy will become the best Chandra Mandras in Tamil Nadu. As far as Haraswami, he is a very good boy. As far as Guru Maharaj's instruction, he married that dad with that boy. Very good boy. He is the leader of all that boys there. Really, they get up at morning, 5 o'clock, personally, sadha. More strict than our Guru. They just sit and chant for 2 hours first, up to 8 o'clock. Then they just take some old rice, soaked in water. Then again just chanting mantras. Really they do, they don't sleep. Then some 12 o'clock they do some puja. 1:30 to 2 o'clock, 2:30 they take rest. Again just start chanting mantras. Then evening they have some sandhya and everything. Then again they chant. Night, 9 o'clock they take milk, they go for sleep. That's all. Really, man, you know, they go on like anything. They have so much sadhugun to some extent. Really, it's the vibration of the whole area is very nice. Actually, they have cows. One old Brahmin family, they take care of all these boys and girls. Boys. Some 30, 40 boys are there. Really, very good guru like that. I have seen in Tirunelveli. Some gurus are there like that. Really, that vibration, no? There's so much vibration actually. And this boy, this Satyanarayan, the son-in-law, very nice boy. Even if he's speaking, he'll speak. He is in a different world actually. It's very limited words like that. But when he starts chanting, Bhagavad Gita, no, he is chanting, no, just like anything. It's just an ordinary thing for him. Because they are chanting very hard slogans. This he chants within 1 or 2 hours, he chants the whole slogan. They are impersonalist, but culture is there, very good culture there. Still, I also want to discuss with Guru Maharaj. When the point of Sanskrit comes, chanting comes, we have to learn from them actually. It's not wrong thing to adopt some good qualities. And they are not going to discuss philosophy with you. Our children definitely, they have to learn more chanting mantras. Really, they are very pakkan chanting mantras. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, he recites like in a very easy way, that boy. It is said that as well as Karaskov, he will be the best chanter at the short time. Really, so many things. They eat just some ordinary rice with curd and everything. Very austere life. But the boys are very happy there. They have cows also. Very good guru, I have seen. But I don't know how long it's going to be in future. I don't know. Now, usually the poor Brahmin boys are, they give their children there. Not with the understanding, they give the poor Brahmin boys. But they are nice, but once when they go outside, I don't know. All these boys, they will become pujaris in, pujaris or this ritualistic performance in future Tamil society. I don't know when they go outside, how they would maintain their purity and what's their goal, we don't know. But usually the boys are good. Very good guru. But there also they don't discuss philosophy. That has gone. That's some other. They just chant mantra. Not that they want to enter inside the meaning. Yeah. It's good in one sense also. Because that needs so much sadhogun. Chanting Brahmins they do. Because by generation per generation they have the practice, Tamil Brahmins. I have heard that this Tapan told me the story. His Siksha Guru was that Tamil Iyengar. Krishna. Krishna Prabhu. Now he is in Seattle, he is a Siksha Guru for Vedana Chaitanya Prabhu also. He is guided by him. He was there in Delhi IIT before. He was Krishna Smaran Prabhu. He was from Tamil Nadu. He was Iyengar. Then Taban Prabhu was trained by him. He was a student in Delhi. And one time one Tamil boy from Tamil Nadu, some Sri Vishnu boy, he has gone there. Some simple boy like him, he has gone there to his house. And this, all these college boys were coming to program to his house from Delhi IIT. They got told him how many mantras he know, or how many Brabandams he know. That boy has started chanting just 4,000 Brabandams in one stroke. He has just chanted. Really, the Taban Guru was like, really, your people are not so astonishing. Really, it's just standard. A simple Tamil Nadu. And it is there. But again, to enter inside the meaning, it needs really sadhogun. No? They have to think and they have to think about the meaning of that. That needs real culture and sadhogun. And philosophical interest. Krishna says, tattva vinyanam. That's the quality of a Brahmana. He should be interested in tattva. It means philosophical and that is really sadhogun. Because you have to meditate about the meaning, try to understand that. That unless you have Brahmanical quality, it will not come. In that sense, our ISKCON devotees are better. Because they are not expert in chanting mantras. But really they want to enter inside the meaning of the slogans. That's the reason I told, we have to give lecture from Prabandha. We can give better lecture than them. They cannot give. Like I am reading, I am really understanding anything. Because whenever the slogans come, which attack Maya, no? Maya is like this. They don't give any explanation at all. But we can explain better way than themselves. Because we practice in our life. We have the practice. Prabhupada has given training ourselves like that. Every day only one sloga. Think and meditate. And go on progressively. Not just a chant. In Thiruvananthapuram, there is a group of Brahmins. Actually Tamil and Kerala Brahmins. It is carried by one Mataji. So these smart Brahmins, they mix up our bhakti also with them. They chant only Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But they chant all the mantras. They chant all the slogans of Bhagavatam within 7 days. Like Sukadeva Goswami. They sit together. They chant. They finish up everything. They finish up everything. They do very nicely within 7 days. Ramananda's father also participated in that. He knows all the slogans. He told, I have read Bhagavatam 3 times. It's very nice, he says. That's, I got very happy. But then he said, what's wrong? He told that. But what's wrong in worshipping Shiva also? He has read Bhagavatam 3 times, but he has this understanding. Because he is not reading through his continuity. He is reading Prabhupada Bhagavatam only. He says, Prabhupada has written so nicely. That realization. Yeah, they don't think, meditate on the meaning of the slogan. Just they do on. They go on. They go on. But they are doing nicely to some extent. All the many slogans they know better than ourselves. The culture is there.